Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and the podcast of The Word is the Way to Life. As we've been doing a review of the entire 66 books of the Bible, you know, we started out and the last book of the Old Testament we did was Leviticus. This week we're going back into the New Testament, which the next one up is Luke, the Gospel of Luke. Now, we know that Luke was a doctor. Yeah, he was a medical doctor at that time. I don't know what kind of doctor that he specialized in, but he was a pretty good doctor, they say. And he was also a good friend and companion of the Apostle Paul. And he also wrote the book of Acts, which is a sequel to this book, the Gospel of Luke. So if Dr. Luke was Greek, as many scholars believe, he is only known to non-Jewish or Gentile writers in the New Testament. Now, taken together, Luke's two books are longer than the Apostles Paul combined letters, making Luke the major contributor to the New Testament. Now, what happened in the area of Luke's responsibility in connection with Jesus? He was connected almost to all the events in Jesus' life that happened in the area of present-day Israel and Jordan. As a doctor, Luke makes many references to illnesses and diagnosis. Luke also emphasized Jesus' relationship with people, and he gave prominent place to women. Most of Luke, from chapter 9 to verse 18, is not found in any of the other Gospels. Now, this is only the Gospel record, a detailed account as Jesus' birth. And so, we're going to look at the overview of Dr. Luke's book, known as the Gospel of Luke. Now, since he was a doctor, I am sure that he experienced childbirth and different things. You know, it's really neat because when I was a young man, I wasn't allowed in the delivery room to see my wife give birth to my children. But nowadays, the husband can go into the delivery room and witness that whole thing. I don't know if I would if I had the opportunity, but I think it's pretty cool that that's what happens. So think about this. If you are in the delivery room and you hear the baby cry, and the doctor smiles. Why? Because a new life has begun, and the birth is yet another miracle. The doctor had helped hundreds of babies come into the world, but each one of them brings a new sense of wonder at the miracle of birth. It's a new sense of joy. So, underlying a doctor's medical training and practice is a strong sense of compassion. Whether he or she is delivering a baby or just stitching a womb or dispensing medicines or performing surgery of some kind, there is a needy, often frightened person depending on him or her. Whether she is counseling a patient or diagnosing an illness, or if the doctor feels a sense of compassion for the wounded, the sick, the injured, the weak, anyone who comes for them for help. So the book of Luke is very unique because through the eyes of a compassionate doctor, the compassionate Son of Man is described to us. As the Gospel of Matthew writes about the King, Luke writes about the great physician, the Lord Jesus. And Luke presents Jesus as the one who became like us, suffered like us, faced human temptations and problems as you and I do. And Dr. Luke then gives us some insights not found in the other Gospels. This Gentile physician was an educated man of culture. And like many other educated Greeks of the day, he reveals a sensitivity to beauty and grace and poetry and prayer. Prayer is a very important part. And he takes us into the Savior's compassion for those too often pass by. Now, women and children are also elevated by Dr. Luke's account. The Christ of compassion makes no distinction between man, woman, adult, child, Jew, Gentile, wounded, healthy. No, he loves us all. And he's descended into humanity that might bring us to God. He is the Christ who mingled with sinners, knelt in prayer, wept for a city, Jerusalem, agonized over the people's souls, and suffered on a cross for all of us. So Dr. Luke reveals the poetry of the Gospels, opening and closing the book with a song, sharing the Magnificat of Mary, and the prophecy of Zechariah, the songs of the angels. Through Dr. Luke's eyes, we see the wonders of the baby of Bethlehem, the wonders of the birth, so simple and yet so awesome that we celebrate it every year. We know it as Christmas or the Christ Mass, worshiping of Christ. Often, and even throughout the year, we do that also. Not just one day a year. We worship the Christ every day of our life. Amen. The book is also the story of human dimensions. The human dimension of Jesus. Yeah, he's called the Son of Man because he was the ideal person. He became one of us that he might bring us to God. He humbled himself and came through the virgin birth, like you and I come through the birth canal into this old world. So whenever we hurt, we can come to this book of compassion, the Gospel of Luke, and read of Christ's compassion. And when we see the hurt in others and recognize their suffering and pain, or even our need, we can also make our way to this gospel of compassion and learn how to be like Jesus, the Christ of compassion, and how to let his compassion flow through us, through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. So in the Gospel of Luke, you're going to find compassion, as I mentioned. You're going to find being able to make decisions. You're going to be able to understand discipleship. And faith, forgiveness, humility, joy, judging others, love, money, obedience, prayer, and priorities, productivity, and also temptation. You know, we all are tempted. You know, Jesus was tempted. But what did he tell the old tempter? Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God. So it shows us how to overcome temptation because Jesus showed us the way. Now, I want to give you an overview. I had maybe I told you this before, I don't know, but I had a seminary professor that used to tell us that whenever we had a book that we needed to study, especially the Book of Discipline or the Church Rules and Laws, so to speak, he would hold up the Book of Discipline and said, okay, guys and gals, I got good news and bad news. We're going to study this book from cover to cover. That's the bad news. The good news is I don't expect you to memorize it. But when we're done with this study, what I do expect, you will be able to find what you need from the Book of Discipline when you need it. Well, I kind of look at the Bible that way myself. I memorize some scriptures, but one of my colleagues who I dearly loved who has went home to be with the Lord, Dr. Jack Van Impe, he was known as the Walking Bible. He memorized everything in the Bible and he could recite it at the drop of a hat. I can't do that, but I do know when you're studying the Word of God and you've got a problem with all those things that maybe I listed, compassion, decisions, you know where to go and find it in the Bible. And the Holy Spirit will give you the wisdom and the grace. So, key readings in the Bible. And I'm just going to, because there's a lot of them. But when you think about the book of Luke, I hope and pray you think about this. You will be able to find an angel and the promises of the birth of John the Baptist. An angel promises of the birth of Jesus. Mary visits Elizabeth and John the Baptist is born. You'll find where Jesus is born. And then Jesus goes to the temple. You'll find that John the Baptist and Jesus are together. Satan tempts Jesus. Jesus is rejected in his hometown and preaches in the Galilee. You'll find the miracle catch of fish. Jesus heals a leper and a paralyzed man, and he eats with Matthew, a tax collector. Leaders try to find fault with Jesus, and he selects his 12 disciples. You'll be able to find where Jesus gave many wise teaching. The faith of a Roman soldier. Jesus raises a widow's son. And you'll find that where a sinful woman anoints Jesus' feet. Women help Jesus in the parable of the sower. Jesus calmed the storm and sends demons into pigs. And Jesus heals a bleeding woman and restores a girl to life. Wow. Jesus feeds the 5,000. And he talks about his death even. All this is in the book of Luke. You'll also find that disciples see Jesus' glory and sends demons from a baby. The parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus visits Mary and Martha. Jesus talks about the eternal things. The parables of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. The rich man and the beggar. Jesus heals 10 lepers about his future kingdom. Jesus tells parables and blesses children and heals blindness. Zacchaeus, you know, the little guy, meets Jesus. And then Jesus entered Jerusalem and he cleared the temple of the money merchants and the changers and sent them all out. Yeah, religious leaders even question Jesus. And Jesus tells about the future. One that we always like very much is the Last Supper. And Jesus is arrested, he's tried, and then crucified. And Jesus raises from the dead, and he appears to many. Now, that's a lot in the Gospel of Luke, isn't it? It is really a lot, but there is so much there. And I challenge you to read the Gospel of Luke. You can read it in no time flat. But also the summary of things that maybe you're dealing with, you can find them in the Gospel of Luke. Well, this is my last message from the Bethel United Methodist Church as the pastor's thoughts, and the Word is the Way to Life. I plan on continuing the podcast of The Word is the Way to Life, and I want to thank many of you who have been following through this as we started it some time ago. And even though I won't be at Bethel recording it for the Bethel website, we're still going to have it. So if you would like to continue to get it, just send me a note at wrightstone@embarkmail.com. Or you can give me a call on my cell phone at 850-591-9785. I like doing this for a couple of reasons. You know, it helps me too as a preacher to go back and to look at things and review things. And I don't know, when I was thinking about what am I going to do once I quit doing the Bethel pastor's thoughts, and I thought, well, golly, I was staring at the Bible, and I said, I got 66 books of material. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be neat, because sometimes I forget what's in the Bible too. Wouldn't it be neat just to go and do a review of every book? If nothing else, to whet your appetite to get into the book for yourself, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, it says in Romans 10:17. And the mind's eye, as we focus on the Scriptures and we read the Scriptures, and it goes from the mind's eye to our spirit. And it's, I don't know, you talk about memorizing Scripture. you don't have to memorize it so much. Just have a Bible and to be able to go through and say, oh, I remember what Ralphie said about all those things are in Luke. Let me go look. So I hope and pray you've been blessed. So with that said, have a wonderful day in Jesus' precious name. Amen.